The United States says that it is working on deconfliction with Russia and programming forces in Syria, one day after Russia threatened it would target U.S.-led coalition aircraft.
We'll work diplomatically and militarily in the coming hours to reestablish deconfliction. The Russian Federation has indicated that their purpose in Syria, like ours, is to defeat ISIS, and we'll see if that's true here in the coming hours, because all of our operations in and around Raqqa and southern Syria are designed specifically to get after ISIS, and we have agreed in the past, that is, we in the Russian Federation and pro-regime forces, that operations that the coalition was conducting in Syria were effectively degrading ISIS's capability, and we'll work to restore that deconfliction chain in the next few hours.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff made the remarks after Moscow warned the U.S.-led coalition that it would shoot down any coalition aircraft flying over the Euphrates River. Most of the positions held by the Syrian army and allied forces are located on the western side of the river. Russia has also suspended a hotline intended to avoid collisions in Syrian airspace. On Sunday, the U.S.-led coalition downed a Syrian jet in the south of the country, claiming that it had targeted U.S.-backed SDF forces. After the Russian warning, Australia announced the suspension of its flights over Syria in response to potential threats. Muhammad Ali Carter, journalist and political commentator, joins us from London. So it was even 24 hours before the U.S. actually came out saying, you know, we need to actually do some coordination with the Russians after Russia said that it would shoot down anything it saw in that airspace. Isn't that kind of a sign of weakness coming from the U.S.?
Well, it certainly makes it appear as if the U.S. has some kind of dual personality problem. Because on the one hand, you have the very hostile, aggressive, short-tempered America that's lashing out at everyone. And then you have this other, more gentler, more shy, more timid America, which basically wants to make friends with everyone, apparently, and it didn't mean what it said earlier on. So, you know, it's very hard to judge exactly what the Americans, at least the American administration, wants, or to take any of what their statements are as credible is very, very difficult to do right now. Quite frankly, I think I'm building up a bit of a reputation as a pessimist on this program, but you'll have to forgive me. I'll have to continue with that trend because, unfortunately, I don't really believe that this will be the last attempt by the Americans to escalate militarily in Syria. I think that if you look at how the Americans have been behaving, particularly in Syria, but also the rest of the region as well, since this year began until now, they've clearly been testing the grounds, they're challenging Russians, they're challenging the Syrians, they're challenging the Iranians as well, and so on. And I think that really they're probing for weak spots, maybe an opportunity where they could recover some of their lost influence within the region. And unfortunately, I just don't see this as being the last attempt by the U.S. to probe Russian influence inside Syria.
Thank you, Muhammad Ali Carter, journalist and political commentator from London.